Our meeting is supposed to start at half past nine. Friday today, the problem very soon, time is going to catch up with us. Can you hear me? No, it's Friday. I'm just trying that bedroom voice on Friday. I must be sexy on Friday. This Friday's meeting. I know that very soon, colleagues have already indicated that some flights leave at 12 o'clock. Yeah. Now, I don't think that we have a long meeting. We're supposed to have a short meeting. That's a controversial meeting. The issues are great. DG and the team, welcome. Sure. The issue is, DG, next month is the World Cup. We don't want to fight with anyone, but sometimes it happens that we're not fighting, but we have disagreements, you know. And I just expressed, DG, up front, just want to find the right way, you know. Reservations, you know? Reservations, not the right word, but maybe I should, for the lack of a better word, disappointment, in that we undertook a visit to the dams. We made arrangements, some people confirmed. On arrival there, there were no senior people, you know. We just got the people at the dams, and the members were there. We were not sure whether to continue with the trip or not. But we were already there. We spent money to go there. We had to be content with what we had. In other words, the local people there. And as a result, that brought the confusion that now we're finding ourselves in. I'm sure if there were senior officials visits, the picture would have been different now, I suppose. So the signals are different. But we, be that as it may, we undertook the visit. We were happy with the progress that we saw at Nandoni, even the Wolf. But that issue is some financial matters that were raised there. One issue, for instance, is that I hope that the invitation was clear. One issue was that you're no longer going to receive grant from National Treasury, and if you don't receive it, what happens? Because the players, stakeholders around the world are not coming to the party. Now what do we do? That is one issue. But the second one was the issue of, I think it's terminology. And some colleagues also listened to the minister speaking at the budget debate. Would really like to understand this. The minister confirmed it. We thought that it is an understanding that on the 1st of April, come 1st of April 2011, the water will be, I just want the term that was used there. What is the term? Sorry? Not impounded. We didn't get that. We got that at a later stage. But was that, I mean, I understand what that water will be ready. Let me just say that on the 1st of April. And to us, it meant that the communities, because they understood that there's a social component in that and the business one. Now, to us, it meant that at least the communities will receive water come next year. But we were there. We were there. We couldn't believe that, I mean, what we hear and what we saw, we didn't think that these things were really telling, you know. So, and then that's, we thought that then maybe we should speak to you and just get clarity on this issue. And, especially than on the other one, the one that I just mentioned, on the stakeholders that are not coming to party. Well, TG, I think that is our introduction. I will hand over to you now and the team. I'm sure you'll introduce your team to us. Thank you.
Thanks, Chair. Good morning, Chair and honorable members. I don't want to waste your time. I've agreed. Also, I've noticed that there's a pressure for us to steam ahead and get finished. So I will hand over, brought in the DDG for the specific branch that is responsible for the building of the water resource infrastructure to respond specifically to the questions that you've raised in the letter. The questions were clear and the issues were clear. So I'll hand over to Dr. Rachel. I've got with me other staff members, Mr. Mohamed Bauda, that side, and then Mr. Biene from the monitoring and evaluation component of the department. So I'll hand over to Dr. Rachel.
Thank you, Acting DG. Good morning, Honorable Chairperson, members of the Standing Committee. I will be speaking to the questions that were put before us, Honorable Chair, and also to respond to with regard to your introduction. And also give a perspective in terms of the delivery schedule of this particular project. I will say that within 25 minutes I will complete my presentation, and then questions to the effect of that chairperson. In terms of the project itself, Honorable Chairperson, we were informed of your visit, Chairperson, and senior officials were dispatched to the visit and to ask particular questions in terms of your invitation then to the Dwaap Dam and also to Nandoni and to the Nyaka project. That by itself, Chairperson, if there was a misunderstanding with regard to the visit and people not on a particular day being present, obviously I will have to then apologize and take responsibility for that. Also, what I will then do within this presentation, I will specifically address your concern in terms of the financial matters that you've raised, and then also with regard to what I've already said in terms of the delivery schedule for this project. You specifically want to know, Chairperson, in terms of the outline of the presentation, you want to know in terms of the bigger, we'll give you a bigger picture in terms of the infrastructure. We will give you the roadmap since 2005, what we've done so far. You wanted to know in terms of the water supply agreements, in terms of the potential uses, particularly the mining, the impact on the Department of Water Affairs' budget that was put in the letter, when the impoundment and the water delivery, the price of water that you specifically want, Chairperson. And then we we put to the challenges and also in terms of the support. Let me just give you a broad overview of the project. The phase two of Olifants River Water Resources Development Project is an outline here. We're looking at the water supply to Makopani, to Polokwane from this particular project, to Labour Khomo, in particular of importance here, Chairperson, is to the whole of the Nebo Plateau, plus minus a million households. It is one of South Africa's major the communities that are behind in terms of water supply in South Africa. Sekhukhune District Municipality is one of the most pressing municipalities in terms of us to make sure that we supply water to those communities. And this was one of the initiatives of this particular project. The other one is then also in terms of the supply of water to the Moyuk area and Jane First in particular. What I must indicate here, Chairperson, is that the existing supply is very scanty. And if you look at the black here, the supply here, the existing infrastructure, is not adequate to supply all the people of the Nebo Plateau. And that is why we have initiated this particular project. The outline is very extensive, and it's go beyond up to Polokwane, the capital of Limpopo. What we then also from us is to increase our supply is that the internal bulk also in terms of the reticulation, in terms of water services development, is that we then have an extensive network within the whole of the Nebo Plateau to make sure that the communities get the water. This is just a further illustration in terms of the outline. It's more or less similar. This is just to say that what will this project further bring to this particular part of South Africa? What I must indicate also, Chairperson, that the implication is with the pullout of Eskom from the Tobatsi pump storage scheme, it have really put us a little bit backward. Then we had to redesign some parts of the project, and that is where we were negotiations with Eskom to pump the water up to the Nebo Plateau and then also for the generation of electricity. So this purple part of the project will be no longer be this particular honourable member. This part will no longer be part of the project because of Eskom's pulling out, and therefore it puts a huge strain on us. So therefore that's going to put extra costs of Eskom's pulling out the whole Tabati pump storage, and Eskom only wants to looking at that. At that particular component in 2024-2025. So the next chairperson is then in cabinet. Cabinet approved the project in 2005. That is the 2A to the one, phase one of the project. We have raised already the Flagbush Yellow Dam. The delays was then in terms of the appeals of the record of decision from the EIA. Therefore, it also added cost to the project. We launched the project during Water Week in March 2007. The memorandum of agreement was signed between the Department of Water Affairs, Water Affairs and Forestry, and the joint then the Department of Water Affairs and Forestry, and the Joint Water Forum that represents the mines in 2008. And therefore, we have the project in terms of a 50% social component in a 50% commercial in terms of this project. The bulk distribution service then in terms of the present value in 2008 was 4.9 billion in terms of the agreement. Eskom in 2008 also it have a problem in terms of the project, in terms of the outages, and therefore there was also further delays within the project because the shortage of electricity supply for us to proceed. I've already indicated in 2009, Eskom indicated they withdrew from the top phase 2I, that is the Tobatsi pump storage, and this obviously has left us with a serious concern, and therefore we had to redesign the project, and I will go later into that particular aspect. Now, in 2010, the NERSA price hikes further impact on the finances of this particular project. and therefore the price hikes had a direct impact on the project and the price of this. The mines, you know, from 2008 to 2010 up to today, the global economic impact has changed dramatically in terms of our negotiations with the mines. The platinum price and the demand for the platinum have decreased substantially, and that is why the mines becomes a little bit, you know, unwilling to further negotiate or to look in terms of the supply of the water out of the dam. And that also further look at the liquidity crisis that they were then have indicated to us. And the implementation delay to meet the mining readiness. Obviously, and this is to have a direct impact on the payment of the water of the water that are licensed in terms of the volumes that we must supply to them. So this is the difficulties, Chairperson, that we have engaged and we still engage with this particular aspect in terms of the commercial part for this particular project and making it a really bankable project in terms of the full cost recovery from the commercial side, whereas we're looking at the social component, how we can assist the municipalities and provide the water. Now, what we have done so far, Chairperson, is that the water supply agreements, in terms of the final draft water supply agreements in August 2009, it was advertised. We have inserted a suspensive condition. That means is that for the mines to meet the obligation in terms of and to make sure that the project is bankable and to ensure that we meet or waive by the end of this particular month and with regard to the commercial component. And that by itself then has been one of the major negotiation points in terms of how can we make sure that the project is viable and the project is going ahead. On the 10th of December 2009, we have issued, in terms of we've advertised for license applications for the water for the water use from this particular project, and that closed then on the 10th of December. Conditions stated by the mines for signing the water services agreement, you know, have influenced the bankability, and therefore we have proposed three options with regard to going forward. If there is insufficient commitment from the mines to implement the Olifant Water Resources Development Project as originally planned, very limited, what we say, the very limited number of mines can currently commit due to the global economic climate. Therefore, we are concerned in terms of the bankability of the project. And therefore, the meeting of the suspension conditions are thus outstanding, and we try all our best to complete, as I've indicated, on the time frame for us to make sure that we component of the commercial that we meet. The indications from them is that there are only a willingness in terms of what we have now in 2017, and this by itself is of concern, and our team is working with us or a later commitment from the mines. Now, in terms of the water license application, we have overall 21 applications. We've got three from the municipalities and Lapella Northern Water, and we've got only 18 applications for mines. We must understand, Honourable Members, Chairperson and Honourable Members, that after the Rustenburg deposit, this is South Africa's second richest deposit in terms of platinum, and obviously in terms of economic development here, has been highlighted by the provincial growth and development strategy also. So therefore, for us, in terms of the consultation with the provincial government, that this project was then considered as bankable, as critical for the stimulation of economic growth within the Delikong corridor. The overall original demand, what we looked at, was 118 million cubic meters per annum, approximately 30 million cubic meters per annum for mining, and approximately 150 million cubic meters per annum to municipalities. Now, this exceeds the available supply of the 100 million cubic meters per annum that we can supply out of the dam. The original equitable share between social and the commercial component is thus distorted, Chairperson. So if you go 50-50, you can see in terms of the proportions in for the commercial, in terms of the 50 million cubic meters per annum versus the 150 million cubic meters per annum for the social component. Now, out of the water license application from the mining perspective, we say to ourselves we have three options. You can do nothing scenario, therefore no signature of the water service agreement, and no lodging of water applications. But we did not see that this is an option in the provision and view with our correspondence to motivate the mine's positions and fuel the demand of the timing. So we did not consider that one in terms of the scenario that was then before us. We can sign an amended water services agreement and the lodging of an application for the water users licenses with correspondence motivating the mine's positions and future demand timing. On the option three is to sign the water services agreement and then lodge an application with water use licenses as published. And we have already said that that was then completed as I've indicated in the previous slide. So we've gone for the option three, Chairperson, where we make sure that we go ahead with regard to this project. We're pushing for the full signing of the water services agreement, and also the applications were then advertised for the water use licenses, and as I've indicated, the mines have applied for those particular licenses. Now, the outcome so far, Chairperson, honourable members, the license applications, it is up the applications by the mines. We, as I've indicated, we have received from the mines to justify full implementation of the project to obtain the technical benefits of the scheme. And this in itself has put tremendous pressure on us in terms of the finances to complete, particularly the distribution network from the project. And we see that the mining is very critical here in terms of its economic value, in terms of the stimulus for socioeconomic development. And with the sitting of the NCOP in Limpopo, we have had an engagement also with the Standing Committee for Environment, and this particular issues were also highlighted, and for themselves also, and yourself have seen the project. And these particular issues that we have pointed out, Chairperson, has been very substantial to us in terms of the completion of the project. From the municipalities, the volume requested, we are busy with the interrogation thereof, and one of the issues that we are concerned with is with regard to water conservation and demand management. Why the sudden more water applications than originally we have discussed with the municipalities, and the issue of the affordability of the raw water here. The equitable share is insufficient to cover for the return on an asset values, the payment to DWEF, and therefore we're looking at a base case of about 5 rand per kiloliter, and that this is one of the areas in South Africa with the highest indigent population, and therefore the social component and the supply of financial resources from Treasury is very critical for this particular project for this community. And we do have, Chairperson, as you know, and what you've indicated earlier also, the limited funding available for the bulk water services infrastructure. Although we have worked with the district municipality, we've worked with the local municipality in putting their water services plans together for this particular project and the costing thereof. What we're doing already at the moment is that with Lapele Water and the Labalala Water Association, we are constructing a water treatment works already at present, but is the to supply for some of the communities that I've already indicated in the first slide. But the concern is that how do we deliver water onwards from present? The mines will only contribute when they come in part of the when they are ready to contribute. So this is what we must have the interim measures in place to make sure that that their kind of unwillingness to sign is not hampering in terms of our delivery time schedule. That's what we have put. the timing of the water supply, we have a full supply in terms of the time period for 2014. Basic water targets meet the Millennium Development Goals commitments. And then also for 2017 or later for the mining readiness. Now, the question that you put to us, Chairperson, is the impact on the Department of Water Affairs' budget. We fully cover for the construction of the dam in terms of our 2010 E&E and you know, the million cost of completion. That is fully funded, so there's nothing with regard to that. The bulk infrastructure, Chairperson, subfaces 2B to 2H, and I will show you now in terms of the slide. The social component of the budget requirement is 5.4 billion that we needed. That we're looking at the future value as per the 2010 E&E, and it's only partially funded. In terms of vote 37, there is 208 million for this financial year. There's 285 million in the 2011-2012 financial year, and there's 342 million voted for the 2012-2013 million. At the moment, we have an earmark funding of 900 million, and there is a shortfall in the budget, therefore, of 3,665 million. For the commercial component of the budget is 5.4 billion in the future value, and this is, as I have indicated, the insignificant commitments from the mines. The budget shortfall is therefore 5.4 billion over the next 6 years if the regional plan project is implemented with state funds or explicit government guarantees alone. We have had already discussion with National Treasury in terms of this particular matter. They are receptive in terms for us in terms of looking in terms of the shortfall, and also in terms of with regard to the MTEF, the bids that we need to engage for them, and we are further engaging with them in terms of the government guarantees that we're looking in terms of how can we implement this project, and even from the state guarantee side. Now, the Olifants River Water Services Development Budget. The bulk distribution is 5,378 million over the next 6 years. The reticulation alone is 1.4 billion over the next six years. And then there's contributions from the regional bulk infrastructure grant and municipalities budget to be part of this budget requirement. So in total, we have 2.2. If you have the 900 plus the 1.36 billion, then we have a total of 2.2 billion. Now, just a breakdown, Chairperson, and in terms of how the money is being spread over, that we looking at for Makopani, in terms of overall water to provide to Makopani will be 1.1 billion. We're looking at Lagoa Homa for 393 million. To provide the water to Polokwane is 1.38 billion. And for the Olifant Sport, 341 million, and to bring first, 1.1 billion. And this is what we break down in terms of the regional water supply. And then for the Labalelo Water Regional Water Services Scheme is 552 million. And then for us to redesign the whole pipeline after Eskom has pulled out, that in itself is 60 million rand, was a total of 551 billion. The project cost, I've already indicated to that. In total, the Dawoop Dam is 2.9 billion. The bulk water infrastructure is 10.8 billion, and of which 1.7 billion is funded. The Olifants River Water Resources Development Project, in terms of it, is 13.7 billion, of which 4.6 million is funded. And water services in total is 6.7 billion. And therefore, the total project cost is 21.4 billion in terms of the particular project. Now, the Dawoop Dam delivery, the actual and the latest projected, as I've indicated, the project started in June 2007. the 18th of June 2007. The road is already completed, the realignment of the road. It's in use. We completed that last year. The projected partial impoundment of the dam is scheduled for January next year, January 2011, when we're going to close the stop gate, and then the dam will start filling with water. And the raw water availability for delivery from the dam is in April 2012. And we scheduled to complete the project in March 2013, in terms of the question that was asked to us by you, Honorable Chair. The delivery to the communities, we're looking in terms of the Nebo Plateau and Jane First from the Steelport Bridge by 2012, in terms of the adjustments that we had to make. We're looking at the Greater Tubatsi distribution from Moyhoek by 2012, and Makupani from the untapped local resources and sub-phase 2B by 2018, subject to governments covering the budget shortfalls and Eskom power availability. Because you have an interdependency here, Chairperson, that we also need Eskom's power to pump the water up, you know, and that is by itself is one of the main concern. The question about the water tariffs that were put to us, if you're looking at the commercial raw water tariffs, it will be in the order of 10 rand per kiloliter, so out of water resources development project area, and that is a full cost recovery from the commercial users, the mining. The social users to pay only for the ROA, that is return on assets, and the operation and maintenance, but it still exceeds the equitable share, Chairperson, and that is what I've early indicated. This is one of our big concerns in terms of the currently what we have estimated is more than the 500 kiloliter that we that we've calculated. Of greater concern also, for us to get water up onto the plateau, the Nebo Plateau, that will further escalate the water tariff. And this is why we are in discussions with National Treasury. We're also looking at the water pricing strategy because the equitable share is insufficient. And also the fact is that most of the communities is indigent on the Nebo Plateau, and therefore we have to subsidize to an extent is what we can do to amend the policy with respect to the equitable share formula and how we can make sure to the best affordability from our side to make sure that water is delivered on the Nebo Plateau. So this is the breakdown in terms of the water tariffs. But here, as I've indicated, this is of great concern, particularly from the social component side, and not so much from the commercial side. The bulk water supply challenges, they are huge, the uncertainty, and therefore with regard to the issue of the mining, not a commitment from them in terms of this particular for this particular project. And the ratio of the social versus the commercial supply is grossly distorted. And so I've indicated that by itself is one of the major sticky points, stumbling points in terms of the project. And furthermore, what we also look in terms of our major concern is the aligned funding of the water services. And obviously we can provide the water, but if the water services are not fully funded, then obviously we don't want to sit with a white elephant. We have a piece of infrastructure we can't provide the people with water. And I've indicated with regard to Eskom's power supply. With the first bullet, I've already indicated in terms of the pullout of Eskom, we need to look at the funding shortages of more than 5 billion required, excluding of the water services. The issue that we engage with is the unrealistic water demand from the municipalities in terms of what is the demand and what is available within the dam. It far exceeds that. Therefore, basically, you have to build another dam to provide that kind of water demand that's been put to us. And obviously, we have to reconfigure the whole bulk water infrastructure and the capacity at the local level is a serious concern, particularly municipalities, to assist us to take the water further. The first bullet I've already indicated in terms of this particular slide, the balance between the social and commercial demands. We are in negotiations with National Treasury to increase the funding for the regional bulk grant for the bulk infrastructure grant and the equitable share. And also, we have to make sure that the social demands are being met. And we must look at the start delivery from the work dam and expand outwards from this particular infrastructure. We will finalize the allocation of the water entitlement by July this year. We will secure the water resources at Steelbridge to the Noble Plateau by July 2012. We will link the Steelport and the Olifant River systems by 2012. And the construction program depends entirely on the availability of funding, particularly from the fiscus and from the commercial users, as I've indicated. And then we're planning to have the two processes running in parallel, the water resources and the water services. Now, the construction progress, we have progressed substantially with regard to this project. We are more than 40%. At the moment we're standing at 47% with regard to the completion of the project. If I can just, for the honourable members, in terms of this particular slide, that you can see all the phases that I'm talking about, phase two B, the Flagbush Yellow linkage to Makopani, and the 2G. There's two pipelines that we're going to link up to Makopani to make sure that we supply water. The 2C is the one that the steel bridge wear that we built for the abstraction works. The 2A is the dam itself that they're talking about. The 2D is the pipeline from the steel port to Moyu, this particular pipeline. Then we also, 2E is the pipeline parallel to Labalelo scheme and making sure that we double up the supply. Then the 2F is the pipeline from the Labalelo scheme to the Olifants port, and from here we will supply Labohomo, and we will also Polokwane, the supply there. Then to G, it's already what I've with regard to Makopani. Then 2H is the incorporation of the whole Labalelo scheme into this regional scheme that we're looking at here. Chairperson, the views by the mine. Just two more slides, then I will complete. 2B, they only say the commitment more approximately by 2017. Revert from the Labalelo Water Association to the WIP, and I will no commitment to this timing. But we're looking in terms of the Water Users Association to make sure that we have that incorporation, to making sure that there's a comprehensive supply of the water. And at the moment, we are in discussion and including that whole distribution network into the Olifant River development project. And 2D and E, the user surpluses in the Labalelo Water Users Association for the time being, that is a proposal, and also to supply with the surpluses the communities already. As I've indicated, we're building a water treatment work at Moyuk and to supply some of the communities with the support of the municipality. The support from this project, by the economic stances, provide a full commitment at this stage from the mines. And then from the government side, the government guarantee for the off-budget funding until the mines commitment is coming in place, and therefore we have had a discussion with Treasury in terms of the explicit guarantee. We're looking at the revenue shortfall guarantee underwriting by National Treasury, but there's no upfront funds available from government, and the project is funded off the balance sheet from the department, and that is one of the concerns that Treasury have indicated to us, and government provides an annuity income stream equal to the forecast demand at the capital unit charge. And in the mines, we're able to commit now when the payment for water coincides with the mining activities. This is what we had our discussions with National Treasury. And from the municipalities, we have to look in terms of the increased equitable share, the mix to the municipalities to cover the return on asset charges, the written commitment to the full municipal portion and commercial off-budget funding requirement and increased fiscal funding if split the commercial and the municipal charge. And on that note, Chairperson, I've tried my best to within the time allocation to fulfill the presentation and what you've asked us to do.
Thank you very much, Dr. Reuters. Did you, are you, you find there's no addition?
No, Chair, he has covered everything.
Honorable members, there's the presentation. Any questions? Honorable Swart, don't shake your head, please.
I shake my head, Chair, because this is we're building a necessary white elephant. It's necessary so that we can supply water to the communities, which is necessary and which is important. But, you know, the financial viability of this is nowhere close to being met. And if Treasury says they're not going to supply, you know, give the revenue to cover the shortfall on the cost, you know, we're looking at, I think Dr. Reiter said 20 rand kiloliter is going to cost, but that's without the pumping cost of Eskom, so that's another, I don't know how many rands per kilometer, per kiloliter rather, not per kilometer, kiloliter. So you're looking at a huge loss because those people just won't have the money to pay. They're going to get 5 rand in terms of the equitable share, but the people that are going to receive the water is just not going to be able to pay. So somebody's got to fund it. And where is that funding going to come from? That's my problem.
I thought you would come with a solution.
Thanks, Chair. Chair, clearly there's been a principal decision taken that private investors would come on stream as partners in this project. I don't know where they would benefit, if it would be just to have water at the mine so that they can expand their mining operations, or by inputting capital into the project they get discounted water prices. Now, if that principal decision has been taken to go on board with private investors, has the department explored the opportunity of looking at putting out a tender to other private consortiums that might want to partner with them? And so when the mines do come on stream, they are able to generate some kind of a profit for selling that water to the mines. In one way, if they do that, the department, maybe it will stimulate the mines into taking action because they'll be on the back foot one day. And secondly, has this dam got a hydroelectric component to it that would then, if Eskom doesn't come on, it almost self-generates the electricity to do the water reticulation independently of Eskom? Thanks, Chair.
Okay, my problem, all right. Okay, come on, Thomas. Me first. Okay, Dr. Rabi, I've got a deputy chairperson.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, first a general comment. I think this is an essential piece of infrastructure. I was very privileged to do an on-site visit there. The area is extremely densely populated. And I think, you know, part of our constitution says that every citizen in this country must have access to fresh water and so forth. So with due respect, I think if you look at over in the long run, I think the money will be well spent. But the second, my major piece of concern is that Dr. Reiters mentioned or told us that they intend to impound the dam in the beginning of January 2011. But, Chair, I'm not an engineer, but I've said this before, but I cannot see how they'll be able to do that, because when we visited it about 2 months ago, this is far from complete. I think Dr. Rader said 40% of the total construction is already completed. But as a layman, that doesn't make sense to me, Chair. And I wonder whether they'll be able to attain or reach the target date of January to impound that dam. I'd like to have the comments from Dr. Rates regarding this. Thank you, Chairman.
They are at 47, and they were ready to impound in April. But he will clarify it. Honorable Harold Plum.
I'm slide 17. Before I also say, I think there was a lack of proper planning in the beginning of the whole situation. I think there is a short in this planning process, or was a short in the planning process. On unrealistic water demands by municipalities, I would appreciate if they can comment on the 3 points. That is the one on unrealistic water demands by municipalities and the capacity at local level is serious concern. What are the department to address these issues? It is a challenge, but they put it here for us on paper, but what are the department at this time doing to address this process?
Thank you, Chair. Just to understand, Chair, we were told that when we visited. We were told that by the gentleman from the department that irrespective of the buy-in from the commercial side being the mines, that the project will be funded. There is money in the budget to fund the project. So the project is going ahead irrespective. So we asked this question, how are you going to fund it? And the gentleman said there is money in the budget. Now, the DG is here. And when I look at the slide number 17, there is an indication that there is a shortfall. You remember, Chair, when we were dealing with our report, we said we needed to write into the report this issue about the shortage of funding that is already beginning to, so that we can begin to send that signal, because we don't quite agree that there is not going to be a shortfall, because there's no agreement with the commercial, the mines, etc., etc. So the slide 17, I think, confirms this this point. However, the other part is more of there's still discussion or negotiation or engagement with the Treasury to agree or to fund. Now, there is this term two terms that I just want clarity on, Chair, on the slides. The one term is this, what's called, I find it new, off-budget funding. And the other one is off-balance sheet funding. Quite interesting terms, new terms, in terms of the MTEF funding, medium-term expenditure framework funding. So we would want to just get some clarity. What is meant? It's meaning that it's money that is going to be taken already, that is not necessarily put onto the books, but that may or may not be earmarked for that function in the time when the MTEF for the outer year comes to an end. So I just want the clarity. The other one, I think, Chair, that is more clarified is the question, when is the date for water supply? The debate, I think, that we were told it's going to be next year. but the slide suggests that it's actually not going to be necessary next year. Harvesting maybe next year. It's a harvesting, but the delivery is somewhere later.
No, it's called impound.
It's called impound. So I think that just for a definite, so that we understand when we finalize the report, we actually understand and we use the terms that we all are familiar with. Thanks, Chair.
I'm very generous. I'm very generous. We started by the permission of Honorable Swart that we must start on time. Now, I understand that some of the questions that are being raised were addressed. However, I'm sure you will also be patient, cover some of those questions where we started, that are being asked. Honorable Whip.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think the last question of Honorable Ramadlagan covered me because it was just water to the people. That's what we are concerned about in our report. Thanks.
Did you?
Okay, Chair. Thank you very much.
My question is the. Maybe I should not be asking this question to you. I must ask it with other people about the Hollywood, you know. When is it going to come to an end? And unfortunately, I don't think that I heard it. You know, we had a lot of announcements during the budget votes. I missed your budget vote. Maybe it was also announcement was made. Somebody saying no concerning. Maybe it's another question that you must come and answer. Yeah. Okay. Thanks. Over to you.
Chair, thank you very much, Chair, honourable members. Chair, just at a high level, I think it is important for us to also to be open about the way we, at a political level, we've sort of handled this matter. Because we've just, as we've extended an appointment with the minister, I think this policy is at a time where we have to bring the challenges to the minister. And I've already requested an appointment for the minister when she comes in, that we need the minister to come on board and to sort of to have a handle of the challenges and at the political level to see how can she intervene. And also this project talks to our approach towards, because we are going to approach the adjustment estimate. And we need to make some trade-offs as a department. What is it that we want to put forward to Treasury for additional funding? Is this a project that the department would put forward as a priority? Or do we have to look at that? So there's an issue around our strategy, around additional funding. How, as a department, top management and the minister, do we want to put a business case for the department to get additional funding? And as the members have said, there's an issue of, you know, of realizing the human rights in terms of access to clean water. That's one. And there's an issue where this province also, in terms of the profile that was presented by the minister of cooperative governance and traditional affairs, they are the last one when it comes to basic services. It's 15%. They are at the bottom, which means the people in this province require water. They have to get water. So it's really a serious trade-off and priority that has got to be discussed at a political level, and maybe minister will have to see the Minister of National Treasury to really put a strong business case on this one. I have to be honest and say to you, we have not engaged the minister the way we've done it with you. So that's why we have prioritized the minister to come on board for this project, for Nandoni, for Lesotho Highlands. So I really wanted to be honest and just be upfront about the fact that we need to engage the minister around the issues and all the issues that have been raised by members. We have noted them, and I think we need to go back and do a serious reflection around some of the issues of, you know, that have been raised, and see how do we also bring the same issues to the minister so that he can have a strong case to take to Treasury. I'm just going to allow Dr. Rachel to just to respond to some of the, particularly the technical issues that have been raised by members, the issues around the hydropower generation component and the private sector investors component. And also, although we say here the impoundment, the minister made mention in Her Majesty's speech that the impounding will be in 2011. I think that the challenge with impounding, it does not necessarily say people are going to get water. And I think the members, rightfully so, are more interested in people getting water than impoundment. I do understand that concern. You know the difference, but you are just concerned about that. Yeah. Okay. But really, the issue, I think, for members is really they are more interested in access to water, people drinking water. Thanks. Okay, thanks.
The members are supposed to be interested in that issue because those are the people who brought them here. So we members can't forget now those people brought them here. But like I said at the beginning, I was just running short of this word. In fact, when we were there, they didn't talk about empowerment. They spoke about delivering. They used the word, the term delivering to the people. Now, that's why then we had this big, big problem. I mean, having been there, seen the situation, then they were told that water will be delivered to the people in 2011. And, I mean, to us, it was clear that even if we're not engineers, as Dr. Rapp is saying, we're not engineers, but it's clear that it was not possible. But now then, it's told that, no, we meant impounding and whatnot. But, Dr.
Rogers,
can you continue?
I think, Chairperson, let me just upfront start from a technical perspective, but I very simple saying. There's a difference between impounding and the delivery. I specifically, because where we stand now, and I can give you lots of pictures in terms of the dam now, and yourself were there, and the other standing committee, and I think that people confuse the two. The impounding is when particularly from dams, when it's a certain height, then you have to then to close, like we've used also here in the Bergwater. When you say the impounding is totally different from the delivery side, where you, then you're starting to close the stop gates at the moment the water is running underneath the outlet works. If you can have this particular picture, you know, the moment if you see the water is running there. So when the dam is at a particular height, then we're starting to close the stop gates, and then the water starting then to impound. It means then the water is going to fill, fill behind the dam wall. So that is what we refer to. Okay, no, that is what I'm trying. Yes, okay, that is what I'm trying to. What I'm trying to say that is what I refer to. We cannot start with the impoundment because then you put the infrastructure at risk. You know, we can only start impounding, therefore I said impounding in January 2011. Then the dam is going to be at a certain height, and in terms of what is required, in terms of the International Commission on Large Dams, criteria and guidelines, in terms of when do you start with regard to the pounding. And it's going to take a year or two before, in terms of what you refer to, I don't know how to, more simply saying it, you know, one or two seasons or three seasons for the dam in terms of our calculations to fully filled up when the infrastructure is completed at 85 meters. Then it's only going to take about, you know, close to 2013 that you're then going to start to have the dam more or less fully. And then obviously we have to release in terms of what we have agreed a number of a volume of water out of within the Steel River that it flows into the Woolley Funds. So that is the I want to say that there's a distinct difference between what we refer to in technical terms of it is impounding and when it's service or when it's delivery. The aspect in terms of my presentation specifically that I've said to the honourable members here, this is a delivery to the people. That what we, in terms of our planning projections also. We say that because we had to make adjustments, the hydropower component is now off from the Eskom side. What I can say now is that we do have in terms of the private, of the triple P's, the private-public partnerships, looking at hydropower generation from our infrastructures. And this is a possibility here. But Eskom have not totally shelved this, their pump storage. So that by itself, Chairperson, and I know that the local politicians were not very happy, the mayors and councillors, they were not very happy. But I said, you know, as far as we could, Eskom is no, by no means that they can generate hydropower from there. And that by itself, in terms of our engagements with them. For the private sector side, well, then we must put it on a solicited bid process to put it out that somebody wants to generate hydropower, they can generate, like what we have now put out in terms of the hydropower for generation or the PPP for the Valdem or some of the other infrastructure. That we can then explore, Chairperson, and that is what we've talked about. That I want to say that. The aspect in terms of other private funders, if I can say, it's very difficult in this particular environment, Chairperson. The only other people that you don't have to look in it's farming or the irrigation farmers. And at the moment, in terms of a pricing strategy, that the water for irrigation is already capped. And that by itself, it's a huge problem. And therefore, basically, we have then to subsidize them. And that by itself, if you've been there, if you've been in the area, then you understand what we say. That is why we say that the mining, in terms of the long term, and we had discussions with the provincial Department of Economics, we have with the Premier's office in terms of this particular matter, in terms of what are the best options in terms of it. But the mining, what this was to unlock the potential for further economic growth within that particular area. So that by itself, we have, in terms of our planning, looked at that in terms of what are the issues, the discounted aspects, the discounted rates we've looked at, and specifically by itself that we're looking in terms of how do we best make the project bankable or viable. I have referred to in terms of the service delivery with regard to the others in terms of the program. If members want to engage, but because we say basically the flow of the water will be more or less by 2012. That is what we still committed, and we engage with the water services authorities here. It's a collective effort, Chairperson.
Sorry, Director, before you pass, okay. You know, now, the reason why you invited is because we could not complete our report. Because we want to write as clear a report as possible. We don't want a report that when you receive it, you'll say, this is not, we disagree with this. So we really would like you to be very clear with us. What are you saying? You're saying 2012, 2013, when you will first deliver water to the people?
Jefferson, in terms of, we have had a meeting a month ago with the Project Strategy Committee. And what we say in terms of the planning, it stands now in terms of what I have from the screen, that in terms of for particular phases, particularly the delivery of water to the Nebel Plateau, Jane First, from the Steelport Bridge, is 2012. That is what the planners and us, the technical teams, come up. From the Greater Tobatsi, from Moyuk also, is 2012. Then we're looking at the Mokopani, from the untapped, from the two phase B and two phase G, in terms of the progressive flow of the water out of this in terms of by 2018 and in terms of the, if there's a specific government covering of the budget shortfalls. That is what we have looked at, the Chairperson. The contract completion of the dam itself is when we complete everything from the dam. It's more or less in March 2013 in this particular slide that I put up in terms of what we do have, and this is what we have in terms of the project schedule, in terms of how do we have to deliver water from this particular project.
Sorry, Chair, just on this question, you know, when can you go back to the previous slide, please? Yeah, when you talk about delivery to the people, Nebel Plateau and Jane First and so on, and Great Tobatsi and Moyuk, that is the bulk supply. In other words, there's no reticulation to the people itself. Do I understand that correctly? Because that is the one area where we were not sure, because I think the department supplies only, they only arrange the impoundment of the water and the bulk supply, the big pipes, to that particular portion. But then the municipalities have got to take it from there. So it's not necessarily so that in 2012 the municipalities will be ready to supply water to the people in those areas. Is that correct?
Thank you, Chairperson. I think maybe the department and the minister must really come together, because in her budget debate, in the minister's budget debate, she said the water delivery will be 2011, like what we were told when we were at the dam. So, and today we are told it will be 2012. So I don't know what is what here. Thanks.
I would like them to include something in their reply, the clarity on unrealistic water demands by municipality. It wasn't clear when I presented.
Chair, thanks. With the amount of money that's being mentioned for... Okay, then I'll come... All right, I'll come back. That, Chair, basically it is linked to service delivery. Because if this money isn't made available, this thing's not going to work. So we can debate service delivery for as long as we want, but unless the money's on the table and it's guaranteed, all of these figures are, to me, irrelevant, you know? So that's my point. That's what I was trying to say. Put this thing out to risk, to venture capital. Put it out. Link it to hydroelectric. Put it to venture capital. If the mines don't want to come on board, they don't come on board. But when venture capital wants to charge them extremely high amounts for water supply, they're going to get a shake up. I mean, we can't make assumptions on behalf of them. Put the thing out. Test the market. See what happens. And play them. And for the electricity, because otherwise this project, unless we get some commitment by Treasury, it's just not going to go anywhere.
Okay, but I just wanted to this issue of the date now. And I would really like, so the clarity that we really want, the minister in her budget speech, that is what we hear. Now you're saying now, after it's 2012. Please do. Because you will not say when we have a report, we're not consulted about the report. Yeah. Okay. But we are really time for. I thought that it was a short meeting. That was an
to indicate also that the exactly the issue that the member is raising. Is it our bulk supply to local government, which also has to have its own infrastructure, water services ready to take that water, which is also another issue. That if we say 2012, I was saying he must respond to say, is the 2012 dependent on the challenges being addressed? Also, those are some of the things I was saying he's going to address them. Thank you, Chair.
Chairperson, in terms of the minister's budget speech, and I've been instrumental in writing that component. We talked about impoundment, if I must be honest, and members can look at the departmental website. It was about impoundment that we're talking about. because here, what I'm referring to, Chairperson, and therefore I want to again the clear distinction between the two, and that is where people the confusion. People think that you're going to start impounding of the dam or putting, you know, storing the water, then it's automatically delivery, and there is a. Because we must be starting out of this year, early next year, with the bulk distribution network, as the Honourable Member was referring to. At the moment, there is, in terms of my first slide, or in terms of the layout, this particular layout, if I may indicate to you, is only this little existing infrastructure, the black that is existing. We have to develop all these complicated networks. That is what we call then the delivery component, the original bulk infrastructure. Out of this, then comes the reticulation, what the Honourable Member is referring to correctly, has been saying, the reticulation in terms of the constitutional responsibility to the water services, but obviously I know the Honourable Member is going to take me on that, but the reticulation in terms of the water services, in terms of to the tap, the reticulation at local level, that is a responsibility of the municipality constitutional obligation in terms of, and therefore, the MIC that I want to refer to, the municipal infrastructure grant. That we must have clear the distinction of that honorable member. Okay.
You know, the people out there, they listen to the minister there. Mkokeli Tanda, the following day, takes the minister onto her or onto his program. Minister, when are people going to get water? You know, this complication that we're talking here about these phases, we take this water to here. That's a simple question. Simple question that we want. Are people in 2012 going to get the water, whether through the municipality? Because that's what people are going to hold the minister up to. Is what she says. Because she says people 2011, 2012 are going to get the water. Those people will sit patient. They've not been without water for a long time. Now, if you say to them 2012, 2011 you'll get water, they don't care whether it's municipality, whether who is who. All they want to hear is when you get the water, you tell them. It's going to get to water, or it's 2018. In fact, no, it's from, if you say to Jennifer's people, 2012 you'll get the water, they will hold you to that. So all that we just want to get is this, in other words, your response is this light. Is that so, teaching?
Can I just maybe request, I think the members are raising quite a fundamental issue, because we are not necessarily delivering. Maybe the terminology we've used is not correct, because that is delivery to the bulk reservoir by dwarf that we are talking here. Yeah, it's our responsibility. Yeah, but however, maybe we need then, maybe Cornelia sees an issue the members are raising, which is quite critical. When we say members of the public are not interested in the constitutional processes, maybe what we need as dwarf to say, in terms of our integrated planning with municipalities, this is a date to the people. This is a date for dwarfs, to the bulk reservoir, and to the people. So we need maybe to give information on what you have agreed with municipalities on the delivery to the people. Maybe that's an area I think we don't have.
Yes.
If I'm hearing the members quite well, they are more interested. They are, of course, interested in the bulk, but the fundamental issue. The people, yeah.
Chairperson, I agree that in terms of the water services development plan for the Greater Tubatsi, I think that and it's correct as what the acting TG is that I think that what is missing here that we'll then have to say what is the municipality's firm commitment and when people open the tap on that particular day. We will give it to you on Monday. I will go back and provide you in terms of that. The Honourable Member is correct. In terms of for us, we have firm specific dates that from our commitment. But it's the reticulation from that we must give you an answer. And I will take it back and then I will ask the Water Services people, because we have drafted We have helped them to put the water services plans together, and looking at Tupatsi and Elis Mochileri municipality, those ones. I will give you that particular. I will just get it from the water service side because we work with the water resources, the bulk distribution. Okay, thanks.
Thanks. Just further to that information, I don't know if you, DG, you're speaking about a coordinating body. Now, linked to that would be your municipal infrastructure grants. Part of this committee's responsibility is also to oversee the budget with regards to grant allocations. Now, I don't think I've picked up any specific grants that were municipal infrastructure grants that were going to this project. Now, at a municipal level, how far are they with the application for those funds? Have those funds been made available? Through what financial years? In your opinion, do you think they would be sufficient to be able to do the reticulation as well? And I think we would need that information when they do that report. Yeah. Okay.
You know, another personnel, I mean, you... I was listening to the DG, you know, it looks like to me she's complicating our report, and I would really like us to confine our report to this, just deliberately narrow it to our visit there, because now once you put one thing, there will be an addition of another. The budget of the municipalities, their readiness, the capacity. But I think that maybe the response that we should take, colleagues, is that the department is saying to us on Monday, they will give us a clearer, what you call a written response in terms of this, over and above that other slide which has stated. But if I may acting DG, if I may say now, we will actually sum up later, is that what you're saying, now, let me not spoil it now, because we'll get the written response on Monday, and then to finalize this, just this.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think I'd just like to understand the practicality of this. They take bulk water is up to where you go. I'll just say dwarf, you know I'm referring to you. As dwarf, that's where you go. And then you say the responsibility of the municipality is reticulation. What does it involve so that when we are seated there with them and they try to explain, there's no gap of saying, no, ours was just to get water, was just to tell our workers to go and open the tap and we didn't find any water or something like that, or the water was not clean and it wasn't our responsibility. Thank you. Can you just clarify that process, which we know is not so that you understand exactly what you mean. Thank you.
Now, the department, Honorable Mashiko, is saying that is the clarity that they say that from that written response we will get.
Reticulation means this?
No, it's not that to say what reticulation means.
In fact, I wanted to clarify.
I mean, the debate now, this hour now that we have almost taken, I mean, about 40 minutes that we have taken, the question was generally to say, when is the water going to get to people? Now we're getting these complicated answers. So Carita says to us, until the Honorable Swartz says introduced reticulation in it and your integrated things now, which we have requested that maybe let us hold it on, because now that one might not be the responsibility of the Minister for Water Affairs. But just agree that I think the directors want to answer your question. You know, I know it's not later you're going to use to lose members. They had already upfront indicated, but you can respond. I hope that it's not taking away that issue of saying on Monday. But I don't want us to continue to engage with this much. Clearly, this terminology. Okay.
What the honourable member is asking is a relevant question. What we're saying is that we take raw water. Then we take the raw water to what we call, then it's going to be at the water treatment works. That is what the member is referring to. The water treatment work is that where you have sedimentation, you have the purification process, and you put in terms of our drinking water quality standards. That is what, and then it goes into the reticulation network for people to drink. That is what the municipality function is all about, what the member, or what I referred to earlier on. But what the honourable members is also saying is that we must. That is a critical function in terms of our responsibility to oversee that the people get the water at the end when they open the tap. Thank you.
That's fine, but you will, from your response, then we want all that in that response, how far you can go, and the date, then the last date. All right. Then the other part of the question was raised around there. You have the question in front of you. I know that issue of costing that was also critically raised. Thanks. No. He's what you call it. He's now dealing with a question. No. Our understanding of the written response is based on the date only. The issues of the costing and costs and please. Or what is your own understanding?
I thought it was the first of the honorable members to say your question. I didn't know that
you're
pointing
to answer.
I can.
Now, the honorable member was saying, so
okay.
He has asked a question
yes.
To a specific
have not been answered. Now I was saying no. Chairperson, as I put in my presentation, this is about the cost that the honourable member was asking in this particular slide. The concern that the honourable member is having it's what I pointed out also, the concerns that we're having, the issue of the bankability of the project. As I tried to explain to me, that from my side that I've explained, in terms of the responsibilities of the mines, in terms of their signing, when we have conceptualized the project and we have, with the inception of the project, things were in a good economic state in South Africa and in a global sense also. Now, what we're saying here is that from a perspective that the first component we don't have a problem with, that is on our books, and then we're going to fund the project fully for the dam. What is our concern here that the honorable members raised, and this is what I've also pointed out, is that there's only a component of the bulk distribution work that are funded, that's 1.7 billion, and then a component of the raw distribution network that are funded from this particular project. But where we also have the problem that the honorable members are saying is that the water services component. The point is that, and what the honourable members were raising is that, what kind of alternative do we have in terms of this particular? I've indicated already, this is a process since last year that we've been busy with National Treasury to see in terms of the funding, whether they must not fully fund the project. But as honourable members also understand, we have engaged with the component in terms of the E&E. In terms of what the acting DG was also referred to, we must then say this is a high priority project in terms of our commitments to the people of Tukukuni, in terms of and where we should then gradually have then funding over the NTF to make sure that this particular project is being completed, particularly from the side of the water services. I think that what I've said is work in progress that we're having. Treasury is receptive in terms of what we've engaged with them and how best for us to fund this particular project. I don't want to ask, and I must be honest with you, to say or to be criticized by the department or by political leaders that we're building a white elephant and people don't get water out of. That is why we are very critical about ourselves in terms of looking at the options to fund this particular project specifically to make sure that the social component of this project is fully implementable, that people get water out of the taps. But I just can indicate it. I can only say that by the end of this month or by July, as I've indicated, then we're more or less in terms of our negotiations with the infrastructure component within National Treasury, you know, what is the kind of funding mechanisms and the guarantees that we can get to get some of this funding to complete this project. But this is also a high priority project on the books of National Treasury for this department. That is going to be. But from the private side, Chairperson, it is a real battle that I must indicate from the commercial side.
The question that members raised, if I heard it correctly, they are saying, when we got the presentation, and that's exactly really why we felt badly that you were not there, you know, to could have put this thing so in context there, so that would we clarify there once and for all. But the question that members raised now, they are saying that we were told by Mrs. Smith, if I'm correct, that with or without the support of your private sector, the water will be delivered to the people on that day. Now, in other words, with this budget, but clearly, your presentation does indicate that there's a shortfall. It's indicating. Now, the question is, with the never mind what you're going to discussion that you're going to have with National Treasury. Now, with your current what you call a budget over MTS, the question that members are asking is it going to be possible to deliver water to the people? I'm not sure if we're really making sense, because this figure that you're showing here, 10 billion. Obviously, I assume that is 10 billion over a number of years. I don't know how far are you now with this 10 billion. I mean, the question that the members were raising, I think you're correctly saying that at the time of conceptualization of the project, things were different, economic climate was different. We have gone through the recession now. People are saying now at least we is coming back. I see the prices of gold and what, and we don't know to what extent all those things have influence to these things, if they have. I'm sorry, okay, it's over to you.
Thank you, Chairperson. Precisely, the price of platinum then took a dip, and that is what I have referred to earlier on, and that is when the mines starting to lead to a knee-jerk reaction. And they are not, therefore they were, as of last year, from 2008 and still today, from a perspective that the commodity prices of particularly platinum is not will at that level that way they are fully committed in terms of the project, and I was trying to explain that earlier on, and we are still on that where there is a recovery in a sense, but yet and we in the news now also lately with regard to the issues what happened in other funds in Greece for instance, and that now is further, but I can only say, Chairperson, that from my perspective where I've sit and what we've done with regard to particular to try to get the money for the bankability of this project for the commercial side, because the commercial, the social was dependent on the commercial side. We've done our best that we could.
Excuse me? You're saying the social is also dependent?
No. That because of the, we built the project on the premise of two bases, that was for the social component and for the commercial component, because as I say, that the commercial people will pay the full balance, and that will then from that the full cost recovery on the project. Whereas from the commercial side, what I've referred to earlier on is the issue of the of the subsidies or the funding of the project. So therefore, from that, that is why we made the project, the bankability, but then from the commercial side to make sure that we deliver in terms of the social responsibilities of the department. So that was my what I'm saying. So I we are trying our best by the end of this month or early June to make sure that the mining sign, but as it stands now at the moment, that is what the ACTGG was referring to, the engagement of the political leadership now for a strong intervention here, because this in itself is becoming very complicated and very problematic for the department to pick up the full tab of this particular project by itself, and we have never from the start of that to put it onto the NDF program. Now we have to go back. That is why the negotiations and the discussions with the National Treasury is in terms of this whole particular project. But I can say that we as a team have done our best to see that the project is going to be was viable from the start.
Sorry.
We have not responded. Okay, we've not responded to off balance and off budget. Just respond to that.
Off budget is what we refer to, that the department is not on our MTF. It is where the commercial users are fully paying for the piece of for the infrastructure to be developed. An example is we have built the Bergwater Dam here for the Western Cape Supply Certificate off budget. It means it's fully funded by the water users. The same was the Vaal River East Subsystem Augmentation Project for Eskom and for Sasol. They pay fully for the for the project, and they full put the full recovery cost the full cost for the project, and it's not on our on draft books where we're on the MTF. That is what we refer to as off budget in terms of the honourable members. And what we then call the issue of the off balance, and that is also what we call the off balance sheet funding, is not on our balance sheet. Therefore, the funding is coming from commercial investors, what we refer to, like the European Investment Bank or any other financial funder that's funding the project for us to make sure that the project can be implemented. And then, obviously, so the cost recovery in terms of water charges, then we pay it over a 20-year or 30-year period.
In simple terms, off-balance sheet and off-budget, we use them interchangeably. They mean the same thing. Yeah. That's a simple thing.
Now, the members, I think, they just want to make sure, they do understand, they just want to make sure that they are clear. The interpretation is correct. Honourable,
no? I don't want to belabor this point, but see, to me, the infrastructure for this project isn't going to change that I've heard of if the mines come on board now or if they don't. Now, do you really believe that they're going to come on board if they know the Treasury is going to pay in this money? Do you? There's no way in hell they're going to sign anything. Because they know the people are going to fund it. And who's going to benefit? Capital's going to benefit. On whose behalf? Our behalf. It just doesn't make sense to me. You have to test these chaps. That's my point, Chair. But we can forget them signing anything if they know Treasury is going to pay for it.
Thank you, Comrade Honorable Ramasaga.
Thank you, Chair. The clarity. Now, this all assumptions in terms of off balance sheet, off budget, because you're still battling to have that. So I want to get an answer, just a simple answer, in terms of forget about assumptions. Reality. Your B plan. A plan is inclusive of this off balance sheet, is off budget, all those interchangeability terms. Now, the reality is stuck in the dawn will dawn that you are having to fund this project 100% as a department, as government. You said earlier on you still didn't have engaged the minister. And the trouble with that is we may go on the particular tangent that may change later, given the fact that the political direction then changes. But I just want to, the 20 billion there, is that the total picture that we need to keep in the back of our minds moving forward with the JD project and project completion, irrespective of whether the B or the A plan of balance happen or doesn't happen or not?
Yeah, but also these funds, are they necessarily exclusive to where you started, to the funding that you have already received? Are they necessarily exclusive for you know, I thought I understand this now. Now that, for instance, I've asked the question that this 10 billion treasury funds over MTF, is this 10 billion outside that, 13 billion, up to 20 billion? Just take us through, you know.
Chairperson, this is all inclusive. The first part, as I've indicated in my presentation, that's fully funded, that we don't need one.
Honourable members, I know you have time constraints, but this is interesting. I'm not sure. I'll hear from you. I'm in your hands.
As I say, Chairperson, this is all inclusive of the. This includes the dam, includes the bulk distribution, it includes the water resources, and then the water services. That is total to provide for the whole project on the Never Plateau. That includes the this component, the water services, includes the municipality's responsibility also. Sorry, Chairperson, maybe I should just use the for you this. This cursor here. So we are building the dam, and that is what we're saying, that for us the dam will be completed. But what is of concern, I think that what members, one of our members asking the right question in terms of the issue, in terms of the bulk distribution, that is what is required. We only have 1.7 on the books at the moment, if I may go through that. For the water resources, in total, if you take the dam and the if you took bullet one and bullet two together, that is what we then call the total water resources. That is 13.7 billion, and we only have if you add everything together, we only have then 4.635 billion. That is what is one and two together. That then you give you this figure here. That is what I refer to. So there's a shortfall, Chairperson. You're correct. What we then have in terms of the water services, what we've worked out for the municipalities to do the full reticulation, that second bullet, is what is recalled for what the Honourable Member was asking in terms of the water treatment, the reticulation and everything to make sure that the pipes are in the ground at the municipal level, that for the water services component that money is there. Therefore I was saying, and it linked up to the issue of the MIC. The MIC is not sufficient for that district to fully supply with regard to that. And that is what we only have 900 million that for that specific. Now, the total project, if you add everything together,
you only have 900 million.
That is what the municipalities
have. When you require 6.7 billion.
Billion, yeah. That is where we are in engagement with regard to bullet two, bullet three, and bullet four with municipalities. And the total project value, all of these, that is 6.742 plus the 13.7, it gives you 20.442 billion. No, that's 20,442 million, or you can say 20 billion. Yeah. So you can. That is what it is. And honourable member, I think that, to be honest with it, without difficulty in terms of negotiation. Yeah, I think that the question was that from the honourable member was saying that all the time basically is what the mines is underlining, and they don't say it, but the issue is like feeling that, you know, government should fund this whole project so they can benefit from that. That is the underlying difficulty, what we're saying to that, and that is why we're pushing, and from a perspective, we also say to that the taxpayers cannot fund for their financial benefit also. That is what we in terms of the issues, and we set that to the joint water forum and from that perspective. And that has always been the way from the negotiations that we had with them, that from the perspective is that they want to have government full funding of all of this, particularly this component there, that they can bet that 13.7 billion. This we understand. This is a social component where government have to, with regard to the mix and whatever, to make sure what the honourable member say that there is water coming out of the tap. Mm. That honourable chairperson, I fully understand, and that is what we have having with the municipalities. And terming with where we can assist from water services, with national treasury, is that what I said in my presentation also, because we understand that the situation, economic situation with the people of Greater Sugukuni, that we must make sure that how best we can help in terms of subsidies, municipal grant, whatever we're going to be with regard to the water services. But Muhammad Vara can also give you a perspective in terms of the finances, but we have quick calculation with regard to that. But I this 20 million is the total project value.
It was now we've got the figures. Now with all the questions you have, bringing other information, you can create a lot of questions for you. I would suggest that for now, maybe let's address the issues you've raised. Then later we can have another further discussion. But there's a lot of figures here, and I don't want you to go out here, you know, yeah, damping with all the issues. Maybe for future we can.
The best that you can do on the written response that you can get, that you're going to get, well, you could add that to that. But I don't want us to start new discussions now. Other members, I'm not sure now if you're clearer than before the start of the meeting as far as this figures are concerned, you know. But SMTG, please, in future, I'm sure we're still going to visit some of these areas. I really plead with you that please send senior, what you call it, people. Because now, you know, it's like it's a new day from where we were. I mean, the 900 million we were informed about, it is there in our own reports. But about the total picture, we never had. We're getting for it. In fact, the understanding, I don't think that it was 6 billion. I think that it was much, much less. Yes, it was much, much less. But now, that's why we're saying that it's important that at least senior people do attend this visit. Honourable members, what you're saying now is that you're going to engage with the Minister, Treasury, with the mines, because clearly it's clear that the department has a constitutional responsibility to deliver water to the people, whether the other people will be there. And it's clear that, as someone said, that with, for now, or without the support of those people, you have started with the project. It must go ahead, which means that even those prices, that pricing structure that you have, if they don't come on board now, and they come later, it might be different. Because you will have to recover those, what you call it, your costs. Yes. But so it's better if they come on board now. Things might, what you call it, be better. I don't know if I can be part of your negotiating. Well, another member, where are we now? Guide me.
Well, we're waiting for the response of Monday, and then we can finish the report.
Yeah.
But I think we can adjourn because we have not had any issues.
No, we're not going to take any new issues now. I think that we agree that we'll start to zoom in the visit that we had. And don't entertain the PG's thinking about your adjustment. We're not there yet. We'll cross the bridge when we're there. But I think that she was speaking in the context of the shortfall, clear shortfall that is there. Well, honorable members, if then that is the report, we will wait for Monday in order to conclude our report. So once we get your written response, I think that it will go away towards helping us, and then we will conclude our report, of which I'm sure you will get a copy of. May I take this opportunity to thank our members who really engaged on this matter. I don't think that is concluded, but what we will do, in the sense that we'll be happy to get the progress, I mean the developments along the way as was happening with this. But also, clearly,